A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart." When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. We have heard this parable of the unforgiving servant many times, and the lesson is so clear. However, I wonder how it would have been if the servant who the king had forgiven such a great debt had forgiven his fellow servant the small debt owed him. Imagine the onlookers who had witnessed the king forgiving this servant coming by and witnessing the forgiven servant extending mercy to the one who owed him a small sum. Perhaps they would have hurried back to the king to tell him that his mercy had extended even to another person in dire distress. Wouldn't that have affirmed the king that he made a good decision, that the mercy he extended was bearing even more fruit, that his example was being imitated, that he had been an inspiration to his subject? And how would this act of mercy affect the fellow servant who owed the forgiving servant? Would he have been so grateful that he would have exercised mercy to another who may have owed him something? Or perhaps he would have been extra patient with his family that day. And who knows how this ripple effect would continue to run its course? Jesus came to assure us of the Father's compassion and eagerness to forgive. He asks us to forgive one another. No doubt, experience has taught many of us that we need to forgive others, not only for their sake, but very much for our own peace of mind. God must react with joy and pleasure when we extend forgiveness to one who has hurt us. Imitation is the highest form of admiration. We have no doubt seen the pride and love a parent experiences when a child performs some action which the child has observed the parent do. And what about the ripple effect of passing on God's mercy which we have received? Is it to stop with us, or is it to continue to pass through us, and hopefully through the one we forgive, and then possibly continue to touch many others, helping them to forgive as well? The parable remains as it is written, but it is written to teach us that we are all servants who owe a huge debt which we are unable to pay. Jesus paid the debt and assures us of forgiveness. And Jesus calls us to imitate our King and our God. Dear gracious and forgiving God, thank you for forgiving me, and please grant me the grace of a forgiving disposition. Amen.